Gurudeva, I had written down one thing that I didn't want to forget, and it's one of the last points I'm going to be bringing up here, and it has to do with the milk-drinking miracle that Lord Ganesha accomplished some years back. Could you possibly comment on that? Because I'm sure most people who are listening don't know about it at all.
Well, as you know, Lord Ganesha is the Hawaiian god Lono.
Yes, yes.
And is a popular Asian god through Japan, through the Buddhists and Shintoists, through the Hindus and all the Asian religions. He's very, very close to the earth. He lives within the Muladhara chakra with each and every one. That's his point of communication with us. And we were writing a book, a beautiful book, called Merging with Shiva. All of a sudden, in the middle of the book, Lord Ganesha interrupted and said, I want a book for me. So we stopped and did a beautiful book for Lord Ganesha, and he helped us with it, called Loving Ganesha.
Uh-huh.
It's a really lovely book. It sells all over the world. It's printed in India, Malaysia, and the United States. It's all about Ganesha, all of his images, his prayers and songs and so forth, and how to get in touch with him. So what happened was, at the end of the book, just when we finished it and were publicizing it, Lord Ganesha started drinking milk in New Delhi and drank all the milk in New Delhi. We thought, my goodness, he's doing the PR work for our book. Everybody started thinking about it. He drank all the milk in London. This means that you hold up a cup of milk or a spoon of milk to a stone image or a brass image of Ganesha, it would disappear right into the image. Gallons and gallons and gallons of milk.
Amazing.
So we have in the book newspaper articles, excerpts that we collected up from Denmark and Sweden and Italy and England and India and Sri Lanka and Canada and all through the United States about the milk drinking miracle. Scientists gave up in even trying to explain it.
Right.
Why can you not explain a miracle? Because if you could, it wouldn't be a miracle.
Yes.
It'd be an ordinary happening. It can be explained. So he showed the world that he is very immediate. He showed the world that he is right there within you. You can contact him just by thinking of his beautiful elephant head on a big fat body.
I see.
Why did he choose to look like that? He is the god of wisdom. He didn't want to look like any of the other gods or goddesses.
I see.